Wow. I want to take them home with me. Oh, goodness. I want to say it is an honor to be here this evening. I have just for the first time tonight met Brother Jeff in person. We've contacted each other over the phone, and I feel like that's a friendship that's going to last through eternity. I really do. I want to say this, thanks to Tommy Strickland. Brother Tommy submitted my name to Brother Jeff, and that's really humbling because Tommy, I know, knows literally hundreds of preachers, and to think that he has enough confidence to put my name out there, that is a true honor, and I appreciate that, brother. I want to say this. This may be my first time coming here. I've passed the church many times going south, but the ministry of Rockford Baptist Church, I have heard about it for years. And from one little town to our little town, that's a neat thing that this ministry has reached that far out. But then you think about the Facebook live feed, and with that being on the internet, the ministry of this church reaches across the world. But on the way down here, I had a thought, and I realized that the ministry of Rockford Baptist Church and this Fire in the Pulpit school reaches farther than that in the fact that it reaches into the throne room of heaven. And I believe God has been glorified by what has taken place this week, what has taken place tonight, and what will continue. I want to invite you to turn with me to Mark chapter 2. The assignment was a message of encouragement, and from the very moment that I was invited to come and speak, God began to deal with me, and I was certain at the time, and I'm more certain now that this is the proper portion of Scripture. Mark chapter 2, we'll ask you to stand with us in honor of the reading of God's Word, and then turn over the next page to Mark chapter 3, because I said it wrong. Mark chapter 3. And I want to begin in verse 13. It says, "And he goeth up into a high mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. And he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. And Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him." Father, as we come to you tonight, we thank you for this honor to be in the presence of our brothers and sisters in Christ, but most importantly, to be in your presence this evening. We thank you for the Christ-honoring music that we've heard, and the fellowship that we've had, and just the sweet spirit that is in this place. And tonight, as we go through this portion of your word, we pray that you would challenge us and that you would encourage us. You have your way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For just a little while, I want to talk to you tonight about a man you probably know nothing about. However, he was a part of a group that was more famous than the Beatles, but most of the world does not know his name. He did great things, but there's not a lot of record of them. He changed many lives, but I can't tell you specifically how. His name is Thaddeus, one of the Lord's 12 disciples. Now, he's not as well known as Peter, James, and John, or even Andrew, but he was no less important. We have all heard the names of big churches. We know names like Shadow Mountain, Bellevue, First Baptist Dallas, First Baptist Atlanta, Oak Cliff, Prestonwood, and others. We know names like Rogers, Stanley, MacArthur, Hunt, Evans, and Criswell. We know these names. But I want to ask you, what about Brother Smith, who pastors Second Baptist Church, Littletown, a man who's pastored the same 40 people faithfully for 20 years. What about Brother Johnson, who has worked his way through seminary and he's paying student loans, working a full-time job, and pastoring a congregation of 55, burning the candle at both ends? Are these men less successful because they don't pastor what the world would call a large, thriving church? I would submit to you that if they are where God has placed them, doing what God has called them to do, then they are successful in God's eyes. You may be the owner of a multi-million dollar corporation. And if you are, I'm sure Brother Jeff appreciates your tithe. You may be the owner of a multi-million dollar corporation and be unsuccessful in God's eyes. However, you may be the custodian at that company that he owns and be right where God wants you to be. You see, the world that we live in has superficial measures of success. But I want to encourage you tonight by letting you know that God does not measure success the way that man does. The world may look at you as a failure, as worthless, as being a nobody. But if you are a child of God, you are special. You are greatly blessed and highly favored. Now, Jesus saw something in this man, Thaddeus. And I want you to see, he sees something special in you. I want to look through these verses and preach on the thought, what Jesus sees in you. What Jesus sees in you. The first thing that I want us to consider is, people may not know your name, but Jesus does. The man that we're referring to tonight, he was referred to several different ways in Scripture. In one occasion, he was called Judas, brother of James. In another, he was called Judas, not Iscariot. In another place, he was referred to by the name Lebbaeus. And here in Mark chapter 3, verse 18, he is called Thaddeus. Now, obviously, no one would want to be confused with Judas Iscariot. But nobody wants to be referred to as the other one either. That was the case for this man, Thaddeus. He was the other one. Wow. Throughout your Bible, you will not read where Thaddeus ever preached a powerful sermon. You will not specifically see him healing someone who was sick. You will not see him casting out demons, but there is evidence that he did all of these things. In Mark chapter 6, verse 7, it says, Jesus called unto him the 12, and he began to send them forth two by two, and he gave them power over unclean spirits. And he says that they went out, and they preached that men should repent, and they cast out devils, and they anointed with oil many that were sick, and they healed them. Thaddeus was in this number. Now, Thaddeus may not have been as well known as Peter, James, or John. He may not have penned a gospel or written an epistle. But I want you to understand, God did not want Thaddeus to be Simon. He didn't want him to be James. He didn't want him to be John. He didn't want him to be Andrew. Jesus wanted him to be just what he was. He wanted him to be Thaddeus. Now, others may have larger buildings and bigger budgets than yours. They may report more numbers of conversions and baptisms each year. They may receive more invitations to speak at revivals and conferences than you do. And if you're honest, there's times where you may envy the opportunities that they have, maybe the success that they have enjoyed. But I want to remind you, God does not measure success the way that man does. If you are being faithful where God has placed you, it does not matter if the world knows your name. It's about His glory anyhow. But you are special in the fact that Jesus knows your name. Secondly, I want to submit to you that people may not realize your worth, but Jesus does. Go back to verse 13, Mark chapter 3, verse 13. And he goeth up into a high mountain, and he calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. As I've mentioned, we may not have an in-depth record of Thaddeus' service as a disciple of Christ, but just the fact that he was named among the 12 shows us something. Early in Jesus' ministry, there were great multitudes that followed him everywhere he went. And out of this great multitude, Jesus called his name. He selected only 12, and he was privileged to be in that number. Now, I want to encourage you tonight, no matter what your task, no matter where you serve, whatever Jesus has called you to do, it is an honor that you have been chosen to serve. Out of over 6 billion people in this world, he called your name. He placed you as the pastor of that specific church for a reason. He placed you as the teacher of that class for a reason, so you could have an impact on those children that are in your class. He placed you in that factory to reach your coworkers in the break room. He placed you on that assembly line so you would reach the person next to you. He placed you as the mother, the father, or the grandparent of those children so that you could have an eternal impact in their lives. Jesus chose Thaddeus, but before he chose him to be his disciple, Thaddeus was precious to Jesus. And I want you to know that before the foundation of the world, you were precious to Jesus. You were worth enough for God that he sent his only son to die for you. This means that if the world doesn't realize your worth, God does. And God said you were worth enough that he was willing to sacrifice his son so that you could be saved. People may not know your name, but Jesus does. People may not realize your worth, but Jesus does. And finally, I'm having too much fun to say finally, but I'm going to say finally. Finally, people may not recognize your effort, but Jesus does. I'm 36 years old. I've never heard a sermon on Thaddeus except for the ones that I've preached. You go, this is a rerun, by the way. You go Lifeway, you're not going to find any books on his life. There's probably not any sermon series on this man. And most people may not realize the impact that this man had as a disciple of Christ. And the same may be true for you. People will never see all that you do. They won't see the long hours and the late nights. They may not know the financial sacrifices that you have made. They may not recognize your effort. But every deed done in the name of Jesus Christ will be rewarded in eternity. Amen. Now I know, because I've been there, there are times, this is not just for pastors. I know it's a pastor-focused school, but this is for every servant of Christ. There are times when you feel that you do everything is in vain. There are times where you feel that you are wasting your time. Probably every pastor in here tonight has gone home on Sunday evening and said, "That's it, I'm not going back anymore." Yeah, they laugh because it is true. I realize in a congregation this size, there's probably somebody, maybe many, who are at the moment ready to throw your hands up and quit. And the world says you should quit. The enemy says that you should. And you may even believe that you should. But I want to encourage you to keep pressing on. And I want to remind you, if you don't hear anything else I said tonight, remember this. Remember why we do what we do. It's not about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about your ego. It's not about your reputation. It's not about what you consider to be success. It is all about his glory. We have been called by God Almighty to faithfully serve him. So let us do just that. We may not know very many details of Thaddeus' story, but I am certain that that man stored up many treasures in heaven. We should seek to do the same. An elderly preacher was rebuked by his deacons one Sunday. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. They came to him and they said, "Pastor, something is wrong with your preaching. something is wrong with the way that you are doing your job. In the past year, we've not seen one person added to this church except for that little boy. Just a little 8-year-old boy. And the minister listened and his eyes began to moisten. His hand began to tremble and he said, I feel it all, but God knows I've tried to do my duty. On that day, the minister's heart was broken as he stood before his flock. He fought off the urge to resign. As everyone in the church left, that 8-year-old little boy came to him and he said, Pastor, do you think if I worked real hard and studied real hard and tried real hard, maybe one day I could be a pastor or even a missionary? And the pastor said, Son, this heals the ache that I feel. He said, Robert, I see the divine hand now. May God bless you. Yes, son, I believe one day you'll be a preacher or maybe a missionary. Many years later, that aged missionary returned to London from Africa. His name was spoken of with reverence, and he was invited into nobles' homes. He was celebrated when he returned. This is a man who added many souls to the Church of Jesus Christ, reached some of the most savage chiefs in Africa. His name was Robert Moffat, that same 8-year-old boy that asked that pastor that day. The only convert in the entire year in that little church of that pastor, and I don't even know his name. It doesn't matter. The world knows Robert Moffat's name, and Jesus knew that pastor's name, and he knows your name. And we will never know the true impact that we are having on the kingdom. So let us seek to be faithful and serve him where we are until he moves us somewhere else. Amen. People may not know your name. People may not recognize your worth. People may not recognize your effort, but Jesus does. And if he knows your name, if he realizes your worth, if he recognizes your effort, then that is all that matters. That's just a glimpse of what Jesus sees in you. Let's pray together. Father God, as we come to you tonight, what a joy it has been to be in this place. We're glad we're just getting started. God, we pray for Brother Chris as he comes to preach. We pray for every person that is in this place tonight, everyone that may be watching by video later. God, that we would be encouraged that it's not about us. It's all about you. And you see, you Scripture says that the very number of hairs on our head, you know it. God, if you know that, then it shows you take an intimate interest in our lives. And we thank you for that. And we thank you that when the world doesn't know our name, you do. When the world doesn't see what we do, you do. And may you be the reason for all that we do. May you get the praise, honor, and glory from it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tommy. God bless you.